Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Why were you born? What is the purpose in your life? Why is there so much confusion and disarray? And why are there so many religions believing so many things? And they say, well, all religions are going to the same place. Well, in a sense, that is true. But what is that place? You know, the Bible, and I'll have to hold up the Bible here so you know it's the Bible. The Bible has been derided, burned, mistranslated, thrown away, and yet it is the number one selling book year after year after year after year, and there are more Bibles published than ever before. Why is that? Could it be that there's God's hand behind getting out all of the Bibles? Could it be that God is fulfilling His will, as we find in Mark, the 13th chapter? Do you know, if you know the Bible, and so many people don't know the Bible, there are a lot of people who think they know the Bible, and there are a lot of people who attend church, and they're told certain things, and they think they know the Bible. But do you know why you were born? Do you know why the Bibles are here? Because, you see, the Bibles tell us there is a God. There is a Savior, Jesus Christ. He has a plan. And His plan is the secret of God. But you have to dig for it. You have to understand that it's in the Word of God. And you have to search it out. Oh, well, I don't have time for that. Oh, really? Are you saying you don't have time for God? Well, what if God said, I don't have time for you? And you no longer exist. Ever think of that? See, because the world is in confusion, even though they have Bibles. See, because there's another God around, and He's called the God of this world, and that is Satan, the devil. And so the reason people don't know anything about why they're here, where they're going, why was I born, does God have a plan, is because the number one book that has constantly been so since the printing press, the Holy Bible, is purchased but ignored, used but abused, quoted but misquoted, because there's a liar behind the scenes, the God of this world. So let's get some clear words of Jesus Christ. And here's what He said, and this is a guarantee. And this gospel must first be published among all nations. And that is being done right now. The Word of God is going out in the form of the Bible as never before. And here at Church at Home and Christian Biblical Church of God, we have a Bible that is the most accurate translation in English that has been. And most people really don't understand or really don't realize that there are so many errors in the King James Version, it clouds the truth as to the purpose of God and the misinterpretations that come. Now let's see where it says that Satan the devil is the God of this world. Let's see what he's doing, because he's really busy right now. Yes, indeed. He is busy deceiving governments, religions, Christian churches, Christians, into accepting a false gospel, into believing things that are not true, though they appear to be coming out of the Bible. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. Quite an amazing book. Now, we've done series on truth. So again, as we get into this, I'm going to ask you, do you love God? Do you love the truth? Do you believe the truth? Do you obey the truth? Do you want to live by the truth? Let's ask another question. Do you really know God? And if you think you know Him, how do you know Him? And how do you understand Him? Because you see, all of those things must be layers of the foundation in order to understand the truth of the Bible, the secret plan of God, which tells the purpose of your life and what God is doing on this earth and what He can do in your life. And now the most important thing that you need is the love of God, the truth of God, and a proper understanding of the Word of God. You need that more than anything else, because everything else will come if those are in proper order. Now, the Apostle Paul was specially chosen to be an apostle, and he was chosen because he was a sinner, and he repented, and he said that God's mercy and grace to him was a pattern so that others who were sinners would be able to repent. Now, when you really come to repentance like the Apostle Paul did, you know that God is true, you know His Word is true, you know Jesus Christ is true. And so therefore, when he wrote his epistles, and by the way, he wrote with the supervision of Luke, he wrote 55% of the New Testament. So here was a man dedicated to truth. Now, whenever there's someone dedicated to truth, and Satan the devil understood why God called him and what he was going to do with him. And so there was always this combat and always this fight, even within the churches of God, because Satan likes to come right into the center of action so he can bring confusion and disillusionment. So he can get people to believe that black is white and white is black, that up is down and down is up. And he is the one who comes to work through the hierarchy of churches down to the people and through the people up into the hierarchy and then creates confusion in between, and he controls all. So as we're going through, we're asking these questions here. Because what we're going to show from the Bible concerning why were you born and what is the plan of God, from a speck of dust to a son of God, you need to set aside all preconceived notions, and you need to open your mind to the truth. And you need to do what the Apostle Paul said, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. And I think you're going to be amazed how much you have really been deceived, and how much in the churches that you go to that profess to be Christian, as we have covered time and time and time and time again, are really not Christian but controlled by Satan. How can that be? Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you read your Bible? When was the last time you studied your Bible? So how can you answer a question when you don't even know? Are you not then perfectly deceived by the God of this world? And you don't even know it. Now, one man wrote me and said, Fred Coulter, why are you so hard on these Sunday keepers? And I wrote him back and said, well, why are these Sunday keepers so intent on casting away the law of God behind their backs and calling good evil and evil good, rejecting the Sabbath of God, which, by the way, is the first key to understand why you were born? So I also asked him, I said, what do you think that God is going to do to those ministers, those Sunday keepers, Christmas, Easter, all the holidays of this world. That's why you need to order the book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, Which? That's the only way you're going to know the truth. So I said, what would Jesus do to them? Well, unless they repent, they're going into a lake of fire. Oh, not my nice, wonderful preacher that I have that I go to every Sunday morning. He's sincere. He's good. He's well-intended. Isn't that lovely? No, the Bible says to the law and testimony, and if they don't speak according to this word, there is no light in them. What is the light that is in them? Let's read it here. Let's see what the Apostle Paul wrote concerning his ministry and concerning the God of this world and what he is doing. Because unless you understand the difference, unless you really get serious about your relationship with God, where we're going in the world and what is coming down the pike, because there are a lot of evil things coming down from God as correction upon this world, upon this nation, and maybe upon your life, unless you repent and turn around and go the other way. And when you do, you've got to know the purpose of why God has created you. So we'll get into that. Now he says here, verse 1, 1 Corinthians 4, therefore, having this ministry according as we have received mercy, we are not faint-hearted. For we have personally renounced the hidden things of dishonest gain, not walking in cunning craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth we are commending ourselves to every man's conscience before God. Is that your goal? Let me tell you one thing. That's my goal. That's the goal of church at home, because you're not going to get it from your Sunday-keeping church. You're not going to get it from even some Sabbath-keeping churches that have compromised the truth. You see, we all love to hear the court thing. Put the hand on a Bible, raise your hand and say, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? Yes. So help you God? Yes. Oh, we demand that in court. But do we have enough courage to demand it of the teachers? Do you have enough courage to demand that in your life? Do you really want to face the truth of your human nature? You better. And ask God to help you repent. See, because the truth is what is going to prevail. So this is what the Apostle Paul came to. A lot of people say, well, you know, all of this was passed on by word of mouth. Nonsense. You need to get this Bible, the Holy Bible, in its original order. Find out how the Bible was really preserved, how the Old Testament was really written, how the New Testament was written and preserved and is the truth of God. Then you can tell all of these erstwhile scholars who twist and turn and change the Word of God. You can tell them to get behind you. You know, someone has to stand up and say it like it is. Tell you the truth. So the question is, do you really want the truth? Let's read on. Verse 3. If our gospel is hidden, it is hidden to those who are perishing, and whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of those who do not believe, and belief means you must also obey. See, the reason that I'm so hard on Sunday-keeping preachers, and I don't care how lovely they speak, I don't care how sanctimonious they look. I don't care what they wear. I don't care where they went to school. What is required of God is, are they faithful with the word of God and teach the people of that they are teaching to love and obey God and keep his commandments, see? Because John wrote, anyone who says, I know God and doesn't keep his commandments is a liar. And who's the father of lies? Satan, the devil. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of those who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who's the image of God, should shine unto them. So you see, you have to be determined in your life. Examine your life, examine your mind, examine your heart, examine your practices, and ask yourself, how many things am I practicing and doing that are not according to the Word of God? You might say, well, why would you ask that question? Because, you know, all the Old Testament has been fulfilled and done away. That's a lie. Jesus said he didn't come to abolish it at all. Jesus said man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. How do you live? What do you believe? And what you believe, you act upon, don't you? Yes, indeed. Okay. Now notice what else he says here. Because this is important. This is the whole basis of Church at Home and Christian Biblical Church of God and restoring original Christianity for today. We're not here for numbers. We're not here for money. We're not here for a political movement. We are here for Christ, the kingdom of God, and the truth of God, so that it as many as will listen and repent can attain to the whole purpose of life that God has for us. That's why we're here. That's why we do what we do. Yes, we do need support, and it comes from those who willingly, free will, of their tithes and offerings. But we never ask for money. We just state the facts. Continuing, verse 5, for we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord and ourselves your servants for Christ's sake. Now that's where we're coming from. And the plan of God is so awesome and so great. You need to get that book, Cult Holidays or God's Holy Days Which. And then you need to follow it up with the second book, God's Plan Revealed by His Sabbath and Holy Days. Oh, but those are all the things that we were told were done away. Who do you suppose inspired that? Who do you suppose that it does not want you to know these things? Satan the devil. Now we read in Revelation 12:9, that ancient serpent, Satan the devil, who is deceiving the whole world. And the world he wants to deceive most of all is the world of religion. And the first thing he wants to deceive people concerning is, why are you here? Why were you born? And what is the plan of God? Verse 6, because it is God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. And that's the coming of Christ, his first coming. He's the light of the world. He is the way, the truth, the life. He is the resurrection. And all of those things are wrapped up into the plan of God. So as you come to this, you need to get out your Bibles. But more importantly, you need to go to our website, Restoring the Original Bible. You can digital download the Bible, and you can check it for yourself. Because this translation is so good, there are people working on it to translate it in Spanish, in Russian. It has already been translated in Ethiopic. And we don't know what else is going to come down the pike in the future. But in every case, they say, oh, the Bible that we have is all messed up, especially in Ethiopia and also in Russia. So it's an amazing thing. See, because of the truthfulness of the translation of this Bible, many people are beginning to understand and realize what the Bible really says. And if you find reading the Bible difficult, you won't find this difficult at all. But you will find it that we have based it on the truth of the original Hebrew and Greek, so that you can have a good understanding of the Word of God. Now let's continue on here. Who shined into our hearts the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That is the plan of God. Where we're going, what we're doing, how we're going to do it, What is God doing? What events tell us in prophecy? Now, we'll cover some of these in the future. Listen, the Bible has been inspired by the eternal, perfect mind of God. And it takes the Spirit of truth along with the Word of truth to understand the truth and to search it out and to know God's way and God's plan. And it's a fantastic thing indeed, way beyond what we have ever thought, way beyond anything we could ever conceive in our minds, see? But it's all right here. God wants us to know. So Paul writes here, continuing, now we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That is, we have the Spirit of God, the Word of God, the truth of God in the earthen vessels of our heart, mind, and bodies, you see. In order that the supremacy of the power may be of God and not from us. Now, that's what the Apostle Paul wrote. He also wrote in chapter 11 that Satan is there to deceive. Let me read you. Very interesting, modern, worldly man, the elite, the educated of the world, Aldous Huxley. And he wrote the book Ends and Means, 1937. See, because men reject God, men have exchanged the truth of God into a lie, and they believe the lie. And you read Romans, the first chapter, which we've covered many times, that nothing but sin and chaos and difficulty follows when men do that. So he writes in this, reasons and motives for denial of a special creation of everything, for the explanation of creation without a divine creator. Now that is a foolish statement. How can you have something that's created come from a non-creator? True to what the Bible says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And the wise of this world, like Aldous Huxley, God calls fools. And our universities and schools and government and theological institutions are filled with these kinds of people. So why don't you try the most religious man in Christianity you know and ask him what the purpose of life is. He writes, quote, I had motives for not wanting the world to have a meaning. No, can't have meaning to it because then there's God. Consequently, I assume, so everything they have on evolution and there is no God is an assumption. They have not proved it. You know what God tells the evolutionist? Get your own dirt and make your own big bang. Consequently, assume that it had none and was able without difficulty to find reasons for this assumption. For myself, as no doubt most of my contemporaries, the philosophy of meaninglessness was the instrument of liberation from a certain system of morality. Do you believe in that? You feel as though, oh, Christ came to set us free from the law, that old law? Well, it's only perfect. It's only been in existence forever. Okay. Is there meaninglessness preached from the pulpit? Yes, indeed. Ask your Sunday-keeping minister, what's the purpose of life? How can I find it in the Bible? What are the keys? So we're going to approach this from a broad point of view before we get down to it. And when we have finished, you're going to be absolutely amazed as to the very reason why you were born, your purpose in life, from a speck of dust to a son of God. So this is Fred Calder saying thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org, and there you can find in-depth sermons that cover hundreds of topics. So until next time, this is Fred Calder saying, so long, everyone.